Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number 4. Thank you so much for joining us. We are glad you are here, and this is a continuation of the preparation of consecrating our lives to Mary. Now, if you haven't noticed, these videos are free. And they're free because of our friends at Clay Ministries. They've sponsored this video series. Mm-hmm. And if you want to show your gratitude towards them in sponsoring this video series, you can head over to their website and consider making a donation. I'm sure they would be very grateful. They are wonderful people, and we're glad to be working with them. I'll put a link in the description if you find us on YouTube, as well as I'll have their website on this video right now. So we are moving into call number four, and it stems from the Angel of Peace's pardon prayer that we mentioned yesterday when it was the call of faith. So I believe, I
adore,
which is the call to worship. Mm-hmm. And this is the call that Sister Lucia mentions to us today. So Janelle, what stood out to you?
Well, one thing that really stood out to me, that He alone is worthy of our worship. And I think often we can get distracted by many, many things, but God alone is the only one who's really deserving of our worship. And sometimes I think people get confused with even having sacred images up in their homes. Like, some people may consider that as a form of idol worship. Mm. But I really loved how Sister Lucia went into detail, just simply saying that we have these images of the saints, of Our Lady, up because we want to imitate their virtue and we love them. So, of course, I want to have things that remind me of them in my home. So that was one thing that stood out to me. The other thing that I really loved was the part about Moses. And when Moses came down and the people were all worshiping the idol, how God's wrath was ready
to smite
to
them.
Smite the people. But you know what Moses did? He laid down, prostrated himself in adoration. And it was because of his adoration that secured forgiveness for the people. Hmm. And it made me think, I can go to adoration. Hmm. Can I secure forgiveness for the people? Hmm. Maybe.
And for our family. It's interesting. I think us as parents, our worship of God wins great grace for our family, those who are in our care. Moses had the people within his care, and his worship gained grace and mercy for them, because he was the leader. And us as parents are leaders of our children. Worship and adoration wins great grace for our home. Mm-hmm. I mean, the question is, why do we worship God? And the obvious answer is right from the first commandment: you shall have no other gods before me. And then in Jesus quotes, I believe in Luke 4:8, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. So God, why do we worship God? Because God commands it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we hear that, we think, well, God's a heavy-handed God, and he's forcing us to do something. Well, first of all, God never forces us to do anything. He's created us free. But the second thing we have to understand is that when God commands something, it's never because he needs something. He doesn't need our worship. He doesn't need our adoration. Why would God ask us to worship him? It's because we need to worship God. We need God. And that's why he's given us the command to worship him. That's out of love, out of kindness, because we unite ourselves to what we worship. And we're not made for things. We're not made for the world. We're made for God. And if we're united to anything else but God, we just fall apart. Mm-hmm. We're not made for anything else. So this command from God is really a loving request, a loving command, because it saves us. Mm-hmm. And it brings us to the one who we are made for.
Can I add one thing there?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Sister Lucia actually said that.
Oh.
That she's right in this chapter.
I did read the chapter.
Yeah, so that God, to adore God is a command imposed on us by him out of love so that he can shower us with his blessings.
And if we think about who really is worthy of our adoration, it's God and God alone. Mm-hmm. If we look at our lives, what can we call our own? Really, like, God has given us everything. Mm-hmm. All is grace. All is a gift. There's nothing in our life that we can call our own. Mm-hmm. Our will, our mind, our intellect, our giftedness, everything. Our faith is a gift from God. Everything that we have. There's one thing, however, that we can call our own. Ooh. What is it? It's our sin. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that God hasn't given us. So it's a sobering thought, my friends. So in light of that, it's good and it's a just thing to worship God. In fact, the virtue of religion falls underneath the virtue of justice.
Cardinal virtue of justice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a just thing to worship God. Now, how can we foster this attitude of worship in our lives? Well, then I think we can run to Mary. Think about the goodness that God has poured into Mary. God chose her to be the mother of God. She brought forth the Savior of the world. It is from her flesh that God took his flesh. Then that flesh hung upon the cross to win the salvation of the world. Mary goes to Elizabeth and Elizabeth declares that she's blessed among all women. And in Mary, what does she say after that? Listen to her words.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Has the Mighty One done great things for you? Mary recognized the great grace that she had received from God. She said, all generations shall call me blessed. Did she say that out of pride? It was out of great humility that she acknowledged the gift that she had. Can we acknowledge also the gift that we have been given? And if we struggle, what should we do? Run to Mary. For she clearly saw the great grace that God had given her. And she adored God. Her soul magnified God. So when we are struggling with our adoration of God and recalling him in our day, we ask Mary's intercession to give us this grace to worship the Lord. So my friends, let's pray. Let's ask Mary's intercession for this gift. Mm-hmm. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
Special thank you to Clay Ministries, who has sponsored this entire video series. Learn more about them at clayministries.org.
And remember to share this video with others. Together, we can do something beautiful for God. God bless, friends.